أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. اللهم غنمنا رمضان، اللهم غنمنا ليلة القدر، اللهم تقبلنا قبولا حسنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا لك وبك وإليك، واجعلنا من الهداة المهديين، واجعلنا من المتقين، واجعلنا من الراشدين، واجعلنا من الشاكرين، واجعلنا من أوليائك الصالحين، ومن جندك المنصورين. وبارك فينا وبارك علينا وبارك فيما أعطيتنا، وأعزنا بالإسلام وأعز الإسلام بنا، وأعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بحقك كلمة الحق والدين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، My dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, we're going to continue session number 2 of the journey of Ramadan, the journey of the treasure of Ramadan, the journey of the pleasure of Ramadan, the journey of the rahmah, the mercy of Ramadan, the journey of the maghfirah of Ramadan, the journey of the purification by the will of Allah from the hellfire and the pleasure of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His rahmah, His maghfirah, wal'itq min al-nar. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We talk about the first session about the meaning of month of Ramadan, about why Allah chose Ramadan, about the essence and the main purpose about Ramadan. And today we're going to continue the journey of the meaning and the purpose and the value of Ramadan, and how to gain Ramadan by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan, the month of patience. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, patience is half of the iman. The month of Ramadan, the month of Quran, the month of fasting, the month of Qiyam, Salah, the month of Taraweeh. Now, let's examine the meaning and the essence and the wisdom and the purpose of Ramadan. And let me remind you and remind myself and remind all of us about, in Islam, everything in Islam has a purpose, has an adab, manner, and has fada'il, rewarding, and also has a fiqh. Today, we're going to focus about the major three first. Al-Maqasid, the purpose. And what happened to the Ummah when we denial or ignorant of the Maqasid, the purpose, and we do the Sha'air, the ritual, with the absence of the meaning of Maqasid, the purpose. And when we do it with the absence of adab, manner. What's the result? bankrupt. Bankrupt of the real rewarding, the real beautiful rewarding of this sha'air. Months of Ramadan is a training session, is an exercise, is a rehab center, is a tune-up month, is a charger, is a reminder, is a wake-up call. Who we are, where we are, where are we going? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make the fasting in the daytime obligation, fard, and qiyam al-layl, tatawwa, voluntarily, to get up at night. What is the purpose? If you look in the fasting by itself, from food and drinking and physical relationship, we will come to a conclusion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He won't train our nafs to be not spoiled, to be ready of obedience. Because when the nafs, you give it what it wants, it becomes spoiled. And once it becomes spoiled, it develops diseases. The disease of the heart, the one it can destroy the human being. It becomes like the insect, the one it eats the core of the tree inside, the termites, the one it destroys the tree. In the front of you, the tree in a good condition, but in the reality is a hollow, is done, is dying, is weak, is collapsing anytime. Similar to us, if we do sha'air, if we do the ritual, without living the purpose and the meaning of the ritual, the worship, we lose not only the rewarding, but we lose also the value of that. Like somebody go to a rehab center, he's alcoholic or drug addict or whatever. He go to rehab with the intention to be cured. We cannot say the person during 3 months or 1 month in a rehab center, he's fine. No. We calculate his achievement when he leaves the rehab. When he leaves the rehab and he's still cure and pure and straight, meaning he stopped his bad habit. And this one, a scholar, he said it to me many years ago. He said, if Allah love you in Ramadan, He give you 4 gift. The first gift is to allow you to see your own fault. Second gift, to make you hate your own fault. Third gift, to make you encourage to switch and beg Allah to develop the good quality. And number 4, when Allah shower you with His mercy and allow you to develop good quality and switch the bad quality to a good quality. And when you look at this journey, cannot be done without patience. And the first stage of patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't train us to be patient from the things it destroy us. The belly, the talking, eating and drinking, and a physical relationship, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the food is halal, the wife is halal, or the husband is halal, but during Ramadan, from the time of sunrise or before sunrise, time of Fajr, until the time When the sun go down, all this time is become haram. It become forbidden to eat, to drink, to have a physical. What is the purpose? A training for the body, training for the nafs, to allow us to be pure, to be elevated from the animal level to the angel level, to be in a state of reigning ourselves, not the nafs reigning us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said something else. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of, during Ramadan also, shayateen will be tusaffad. Tusaffad maradat al-shayateen. What it mean? The shayateen, the devils, the big one, or all of them will be captured. Meaning now, most likely according to the majority of a scholar, meaning what left is my own nafs and my own shaitan. That's it. Before, I used to be a fighting million or thousand, Allah know how many of shayateen, devils and saint, Satan. But now, I'm only fighting oneself, or maybe two, myself and my own shaitan. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me ability to go to a war against myself, an easy one, as a training during Ramadan, this during fasting. By this way, the fasting, the purpose of that, or one of the purpose, to capture my nafs, to fight against my nafs, to be patient and develop patience, and patience half of the iman. And also what else? To share, to give, to love to give. This love to give is very important. This love to give, to help me to be. To be what? To be pure from greed, selfish, accumulation. The disease can destroy the human being. Like one scholar, he said it about the name of Allah Al-Malik. Allah is the king. He said, a lot of human beings forget. When we remember we are a king, we have a problem. But we're supposed to be a slave, and Allah is the king. He's the owner of everything. But what happens when a human being starts accumulating and he acting like a very nasty king? And he forget Allah is the king. Now he's fighting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his own kingdom and his own destiny. By this way, it's a lot of meaning. This is why Ramadan, actually, the shahr of muwasaa, the shahr, the month of being compassionate, to be a giver, to give, to share, to train your nafs of generosity, to train your nafs to give to others, to train your nafs to sacrifice what you love. Like the main principle in Surah Al-Imran, verse 92 in Surah Al-Imran, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not reach piety, you will not gain. The door of goodness, or the door of goodness will not be open for you, unless you spend of what you love. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want? He want us to be pure from the love of material, the love of other, and sacrifice for him. I remember Suhaib al-Rumi radiallahu anhu, the one who he came from Persia, and in the time of immigration from Mecca to Medina, he was a rich man. And the kuffar, the disbeliever of Mecca, they was running after him. And they almost catching him. I'm not going to go to the detail of the story, but just a snapshot. And when they were so close to him, he said, if you like, we start a fight. I will kill some of you and you might kill me. Or I can lead you to something much better than that. What you need from me? Leave me alone. And I will tell you about where all my money. Go, take it. It's yours. He sacrificed all his money to let them away from him and to be free to the journey of immigration to join Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he reached Medina, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him? ربح البيع أبا يحيى. The most successful merchant you done, أبا يحيى. This is his nickname by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You see, ربح البيع أبا يحيى. This is the best merchant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam with a verse in Quran. وَمِنَ النَّاسَ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. And among the people who sell himself and his belonging to gain the pleasure of Allah. This is just a glimpse of fasting. Fasting to remember the poor. Fasting. When you remember the poor, it should encourage you to give. To be generous, to thank Allah. And thank not by the tongue. Not by walking and said, thank you Allah. No. Allah wants more than that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Ramadan, like the companion used to say, كَرِّيحَ الْمُرْسَلَ. Like the wind is moving. What it mean? As an expression, as a metaphor, explaining how much he was really, really in a hurry and so generous of all the good deed, whatever it can be. Why? He tried to gain the pleasure of Allah. And his Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. By this way, a lot of people think, by fasting in the daytime, I fill my belly at night, I make some rak'at, I did my job. No. And this is why in the ummah we find ourselves today. After we finish the fasting, Taraweeh, Ramadan, Hajj, you name it. We are bankrupt of what you call it now, some scholar in Arabic country, called suluk. What is suluk? Meaning we do not have mu'amalat and mu'asharat. Meaning our manner is so bad. Our conduct is so down. What it mean? The bottom line, we do not have manner. We do not have akhlaq. Why? Because when you study Islam and Iman, the more we gain Islam, the more we gain Iman, the more we gain piety. And this was the purpose of Ramadan. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The purpose of Ramadan in Surah Al-Baqarah, in this verse, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Maybe you gain piety. Maybe. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Not everybody will go to Ramadan, he will gain piety. And piety starts with the training of your nafs. Against your own zulm. Against your own greed, selfish. Against your own bad habit. Against your own bad manner. And a lot of people do not understand. You cannot develop strength. You cannot develop reality of Iman. You cannot develop really any good major quality without sacrificing what you love. Sacrificing what you love. Sacrificing your money. Whatever you have. You have to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you sacrifice. And big difference between giving and sacrifice. Today, The majority of the rich people in the Ummah do not even pay their own zakat money. They do not get closer to Allah with sadaqat. And when you look at the Quran, you find Allahu Akbar. I forget the number, but close to 80 verses or more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always joined belief and good deed and spending. Believe, good deed, and worship and spending. Believe, good deed, and remember Allah and spending. Believe and good deed and salah and spending. Always sadaqat, sadaqat, charity, sadaqat, spending, spending, spending. When I study that, I find out the more you're spending, the more you're free. You're free from yourself. You're free from your diseases. You're free from your torture of Allah. You're free from your own shayateen, and you're getting closer to Allah. This is why some of the early scholars, they said, the name of Ramadan coming from Ar-Ramda. And Ramada, our Ramda, is the things, it eat up the heat. Something very hot. Ramada, something very hot. And Ramadan, is the Ramadan, like some scholars said, the one it eat your hellfire. The one it eat your bad deed. The one it cleanse you. It cleanse you from the heat of the diseases of the heart. It cleanse you from the torture of Allah. It cool down your bad sins. It erase it. You gain the forgiveness. This is why another scholar in the early days, he said, Ramadan, when you look out as a Arabic letter, Ra, from what? Rahmah, mercy. And Mim, from Maghfirah, forgiveness. And Dad, Damanun lil Jannah, meaning to be committed to Jannah. And Alif is a Noor, is Amanun min al-Nar. Alif is purification from hellfire. And Noon is Noorun min Allah, light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're going to get to that when we go to the second section of Ramadan, the second meaning, okay, when we talk about Salatul Taraweeh. By this way, the main purpose of fasting, the big fight, the big battle against yourself, and to start the journey, the training journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This training journey is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to exercise it once a year. And this journey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only give you exercise and that's it, and give you rewarding for it. Because Ramadan is almost like half a hajj. Because it cleanses you from one year to another. Because Ramadan is a cleansing from one year to another until or unless you commit major sins. This is not included by the majority of the scholar. Now, something else we have to learn about Ramadan is Ramadan, the chance to gain all this treasure. By this way, I call today's session the journey of the treasure of Allah. By this way, Ramadan, think about it as a cave full of treasure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till you come, enter to the cave of the treasure. My treasure, the treasure of Allah. And the lucky one who gains the maximum of the treasure, not to stay in a cave, because what's the value? To take the treasure and leave and use it for his own happiness. And this is what we'll talk about it. Like one scholar when I was young, he said something so beautiful. You remember the story about Alibaba and the 40 thieves? What happened is, if you go to the cave and keep collecting, 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 you cannot carry it. You have a limited time. Because this life, think about it exactly. Ramadan is 1 month, that's it. Your dunya, your life is 1 year, one life. You're going to live and you're going to die. It's a journey. It's a journey to gain or lose. This is why one of the early scholars used to said, Ramadan, suqun qama, thumma fad. Rabha fihi man rabha. Wa khasira fihi man khasira. Ramadan is like a market. It open. And people enter to the market. Some people gain money, some people lose money. Finished. And when the market is closed, that's it. Some people is a winner, some people is a loser. Similar to us. By this way, we have to examine our status of our heart. What we want. What is our goal? And before we do that, we have to ask what Allah wants from me. He won't give me a chance to trim my bad habit, to be pure and clean from myself, from the disease of the heart. Why? To be ready. Ready of what? Now ready to something else. Ready to gain the rahmah of Allah. Ready to cleanse myself. Ready to gain the maghfirah. Ready to purify myself from Jahannam, hellfire. Ready to sacrifice and make mujahada and strengthen myself against myself and against the temptation and against shaitan. And also ready to have a new cleansing lens and see carefully, who am I? I'm a slave and Allah is a king. Meaning what? I'm a poor and he's rich. Ya ayyuha al-nas, antum al-fuqara ila Allah. Wallahu wa al-ghani wa al-hamid. O mankind, O people, you are poor and Allah al-ghani. He's rich. You are poor. Because whatever, how much money you have, it will not give you happiness. We'll talk about this when we come to Taraweeh. By this way, is a chance. Is a chance of reflection. Contemplate. Think about what's going on. Who am I? Where am I? Where I'm going? What is my goal in life? Is a chance to be free. Free from the attachment. Free from the attachment can finish me. The attachment of a woman, of a man, or a child, or money, or a status, of my own nafs. Free from my own diseases. Is a chance to be free, to really be free and ready for mi'raj. To be elevated, to go, to really reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is a chance to build a good quality. Is a chance to gain the karama of Allah, the generosity of Allah, the rahmah of Allah, the maghfirah of Allah. Is a chance to gain Laylatul Qadr. Is a chance to gain afw, the erase of all our bad deeds. What is Ramadan? Ramadan is a chance to have zuhd of dunya, to deny dunya, to remember dunya is very limited. And the only thing you gain from dunya is like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He said when a man died, when somebody died, he said three walk after you, follow you to the grave. Your family, your wealth, and your good deed or bad deed. He said two will return back, and one will follow you inside the grave. Your family will go back home. Your wealth will go with your family. And the only thing go with you in a grave is your good deed and your bad deed, your legacy in this earth. Ramadan is a chance to get to know who you are and to get to know Allah. Ramadan is a chance to think and contemplate about the message and the meaning of the message of Allah. Ramadan is a chance to think about Quran and all the messages of Quran. Ramadan is a chance to think about your own bad diseases and your own goodness and how to be good and leave a legacy, how to remember the poor, how to thank Allah by being giving to others and sharing. Ramadan is a chance to think about a month will come and go. And what's the relationship between this month and the dunya and your life is the same. It will come and go. Who among us was living last year and died? Who was thinking will reaching another Ramadan and never make it? Do you think we know? Is a chance to study your own desire and try to trim it? Is a chance to develop the quality Allah love and Allah be pleased with it? Is a chance to think about worshipping Allah and remember Allah? Is a chance to build and train yourself of ubudiyyah, to be a slave of Allah? Is a chance of gaining the rahmah of Allah? Is a chance of gaining Laylatul Qadr? Is a chance to be pure from oppressing yourself? Like in Surah Fatir, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Fatir, I don't remember the verse number, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ أَوْرَصْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. This verse is verse 32, Surah Fatir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, among the people of the book, some of them, ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ, his oppressor against himself. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ, and among them is just okay. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, and among them those who are hurrying to do good deed. Aisha radiallahu anha, when somebody was reciting this verse in the front of her, she said, I wish to be among them. Imagine Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, I wish to be among them. The people who, you know, sabiqun bil khayrat. Sabiq. Sabiq in here, when you study the Arabic, sabiq, meaning not only hurry, but hurry all the way in the front. Is no delay. ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. This is the ultimate success of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great success. That's why I call it a chance to remember the journey of life and death. The journey of the reality of this life. The one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this life is very tiny, very short, very low. Do you see, my dear brother and sister, if we living the reality of fasting, we don't even go tonight yet. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if somebody came, attack you, or call you names during fasting, said, inni mu'un sa'im, inni mu'un sa'im. And don't argue. don't do anything. And there's many ahadith about that. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment? Rasulullah SAW, he explained to us, a lot of people in the day of judgment, they will come and the things you will get a reward of fasting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah SAW explained it to us, they will find out in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not gain from fasting except the thirst and hunger. That's it. They do not gain nothing. No rewarding. Allah did not accept their fasting. Is this not scary? Meaning fasting, I have to be alert. I do not want to lose my fasting for something stupid, for a bad manner. I want to be alert. I do not want to lose. Why? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم. Allah said it. All the son of Adam, his action is for him, except fasting, is for me, belong to Allah. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. And Allah reward you for it. Why? Because fasting is unique. One of the unique things about fasting is a secret, is an ultimate ikhlas. I can act like fasting, and in a hidden way, I eat a sandwich, I eat something, I drink, and nobody will know. By this way, one of the beauty of fasting is the training of ikhlas, sincerity. And this why, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fasting, the main purpose of fasting, maybe you will gain taqwa. And Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, what he said about taqwa, what meaning taqwa? هي الخوف من الجليل to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala والعمل بالتنزيل and to follow the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala والرضا بالقليل and to be content with whatever Allah give you والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل and to be ready of leaving this life. This is taqwa. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when they ask him about what the meaning of taqwa, he said, أَلَّا تَرُوغَ رَوْغَانَ الثَّعْلَبِ. To not be deviating like a fox. To be straight. One message, one heart, one personality. One talk, one heart, one thinking. This is Ramadan. This is the training Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have. Do you see how many? And if you go through that, you will reach something else. You will reach iftiqar, the poverty to Allah, to be poor, to really humble yourself. Humble is not a talk. Humble is not, is a status, is a real status when you know you're really poor, you're needy, you're desperate, you need Allah. Because all of us need Allah, either for health, for husband, for wife, for kids, for need, for whatever. But the ultimate poverty to gain his closeness, to gain the pleasure, to gain, to be just belong to Allah. Because if you know who's Allah, what is Ramadan? Ramadan is a chance from Allah to tell me, come, come to me, come. Come, you dirty yourself for 11 months, come, I cleanse you. I give you a chance before you die. I do not want to go for too dear, too dirty. Come, I cleanse you. Look at Allah. When you study the name of Allah, Allah huwa al-barru rahim. Inna kunna min qabli nadu'uh, innahu huwa al-barru rahim. What is al-barru? Al-barru, the one who always good, the owner of goodness, and he doesn't deal with you according to your badness. Doesn't mean you commit sins, or you do something against Allah, he punish you. Or he revenge. No, he let you go. He forgive you. He will not look. And he give you a chance, after a chance, after a chance. He's al-Barru Rahim. If you have a problem, just keep calling. Ya Barru Ya Rahim. By this way, Ramadan, when you really understand what Allah did to you, you're still alive. I have people around me is dead. And they're younger than me. They were with me. And I was walking, I thinking, Is these people ever think they will die and they will never make it? We always hear, in 5 years I will do this, in 10 years I will do this, in 2 years I will do that. And who tell you will have 1 year or 2 years or 3 years? Who tell you have one day? Who tell you have a chance? This is why when you look, when Rasulullah ﷺ, when Rajab comes, the month of Rajab or Sha'ban, he used to say what? Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, give us the blessing of Rajab and Sha'ban and allow us to reach Ramadan. Because reaching Ramadan is a bounty. To be living during Ramadan and you're trying to fast, you're trying to be good. This is by itself a pleasure from Allah to you. This rahmah from Allah to you. He give you a chance. He give you a rehab center to enter. Ya Allah. Now, this is a month of really musharaka. Do the ummah get molded to each other? The rich take care about the poor. The poor thank and make dua for the rich. And this is what Allah love. And this is what a lot of people do not understand. We're going to come about that. All this, I'm still taking you to the journey of fasting. Just fasting. When they ask Yusuf alayhi salam, who after he became the treasurer of Egypt, why are you fasting? He said, I'm afraid to forget the poor people. Look at his thinking. This Yusuf alayhi salam. And he will be the treasure of Egypt. And he fasts day one day and he eat one day. And when they ask him, why you do that? He said, I'm afraid. This is the real journey. The journey of owning yourself, not losing yourself. To yourself, become a slave to you. Not you become a slave to yourself by purifying yourself and have the reign over your nafs by not giving your nafs what it like. By the reality of musharaka, to really become active in the ummah and part of the ummah, part of the Muslim lil Muslim kal bunyan, the Muslim to Muslim, like a block in a wall. It bond and support each other. This is what Allah wants. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. You will not be a believer unless you love to your brother what you love to yourself. Look at us today. What kill us? What make us so far from Allah and journey of Iman? What make us so full of diseases? Is what? We cannot let it go. The love of accumulation, the believer, the companion of Rasulullah, the love of spending. All messenger prophets, the love of spending. They do not eat alone. They eat always with guests. They bring people. Sharing. Because this cleanse, it makes your life and your soul alive. And this strengthens the whole ummah. Also, Ramadan, to think about the da'wah of Allah. What's the purpose of Ramadan? What's the purpose of reading Quran? What's the purpose of, you know, is just to get the rewarding? No, to read the message, to remember, in case you are busy during the year, now you have a chance. Wake up, what are you going to do? This is the condition of the ummah. What are you going to do about it? To think about how to please Allah, how to give victory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to do shukr, the real shukr. Because when you read Surah Al-Baqarah and you read the verses of the fasting, when it comes to the end of the verses of fasting, something happened. In the end of this verse, which is verse 185, Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلْتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ To complete this month, وَلْتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ And to make takbirat in the day of Eid. What is the takbirat for? To say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Wallahi alhamd. Thanking Allah, He allow you to finish Ramadan. Thanking Allah, He allow you to cleanse yourself. Thanking Allah, He allow you to come over your temptation and your weakness. Thanking Allah, He give you another chance. Thanking Allah for His hidayah. Thanking Allah for one sajda. If you really understand the day of Eid, the day of Ja'izah, Yawmul Ja'izah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, the name of Eid, the day of Eid after Ramadan is called Eidul Fitr. Because Fitr meaning the day of breaking fast. Finished, Ramadan is finished. But actually, in the kingdom of Allah, the day of Eid, Al-Fitr has another name, Yawmul Ja'izah, the day of the gift. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather the angel and tell them, oh my angel, you see them, they try, they fast. And today, they finish. And when somebody work, he have to get the reward. Oh my slave servant, get up, I forgive your sins. What will happen? This is the day of Eid. Imagine, I'm a sinner. I am weak. I do not have the quality. I commit many mischief and everything in my whole year. And Allah give me a chance. And He tell me, get up, I forgive you. Yeah. How Allah is so kareem and so raheem. I was telling one brother yesterday or 2 days ago, I said, if you really understand the day of Eid, you will sleep crying. You will wake up crying. You will walk to the masjid crying, but crying from joy. Happy, happy, happy about your Lord, your Rabb, the one with all this quality, the one who give you chance. We're not an angels. We're not a prophet and messenger. He know we are weak. He know we are committing sins. But He want us to believe in Him. To believe in Him and believe in His rahmah. And this was the whole thing. The month of Ramadan, awwaluhu rahmah. The first part of Ramadan is rahmah. Wa awsatuhu maghfira. And the middle maghfira. Wa akhiruhu itqun min an-nar. And the last is a purification from hellfire. Now, we're spending almost 40 minutes about fasting. And I was planning to talk to you about Taraweeh. Taraweeh, the one, is not the 8 rak'ah or the 20 rak'ah. The main purpose of Taraweeh to listen to Quran, to listen to the message. Maybe your heart gets softer and you like to come back to Allah. Like I was talking to one sister 3-4 days ago and she asked me some question. And the way I talk to her, I can feel it. The problem with us, we are weak. We have a doubt of our ability and we forget. Imagine when you look in the Surah An-Naml, the chapter of Naml, chapter of Ant, but the topic about Sulaiman. Chapter about Ant, but the whole topic about Sulaiman. The biggest and the most strongest powerful king Allah allow him to be. And nobody will have the kingdom of Sulaiman. And Sulaiman is sitting in his throne. And all the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala underneath his feet. Even jinn, shayateen, everybody working for him. And a small bird came, Al-Hudhud. When he came to him, and he said, I came to you with a great news. Is a woman and her people worshipping somebody instead of Allah. How dare they do that? Like one sheikh, he said, we need the Hudhud. We need the heart of the Hudhud. We need the soul of the Hudhud. The Hudhud, he was so jealous and so hurt. How another human being worship anybody except Allah? And he won't give them da'wah. And Sulaiman get angry. And he said to the shayateen and jinn, who will get me the throne before I get up? Look at his iman and yaqeen. Before I get up of my meeting. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal us a piece of information so beautiful. One, he said, I give you the throne before you get up. But another one, Allah said, the one he has the knowledge of the book, knowledge of Allah. He said, I get you the throne before your eye blink. And when the eye of Sulaiman alayhi salam blink, he find out the throne and the whole kingdom of Saba in the front of him. When I hear this, what Allah want me to do? This one jinn, he believe in what? Allah and the power of Allah. And he said, I can get you before you get up. The another one, his iman is higher. He said, I get it for you before you get up, before you blink of your eye. What is the message? Iman and yaqeen. When I read this, what I want? What about the story of Moses? When Pharaoh running after the baby and the mother of Musa, Allah revealed to her, oh, the mother of Musa, throw it in the yam, throw it in the sea. Imagine, throw your baby in the sea. What about the story of Yusuf, Joseph, and how many trial after trial in his life? What about the young people of the cave? The ones he left all their family, everything, their life, just running of their own iman. What about the ant? The one that gave da'wah to her kingdom and said, get inside before Sulaiman destroy you. And when Sulaiman came to her and said, you know me, I'm a just ruler, I'm a just king, I do not mean it. She said, you do not get it. Oh Sulaiman, I was giving da'wah to them to go inside. I do not want them to see your glory and your kingdom and their heart become full of dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this one ant so much. He elevates the ant by giving a chapter completely and honors the ant. By this way, is many sign and many messages. Message after message in Quran. By this way, what is Taraweeh? To live the message of Quran. Quran, my brother and sister in Islam, containing what? Either warning, or a glad tiding, or regulation, or the majority of Quran, which is Makki. Ta'rif billah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get us to know Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He introduced Himself to us. He wants us to know Him, to know His power, His ability, His quality, who He is. And also He tells us stories and the past. And He gave us a snapshot of all the kingdom and all the nation before us. What they did right, what they did wrong. By this way, if we do wrong, this is what will happen. If we do right, well, this is what will happen. Meaning it's called waqf al-tarbiyah. To get up and wake up. Where am I? I'm going belong to whom? Belong to this group or this below group? By this way, Quran what? Containing the knowledge of Allah. Containing the history of Allah in earth. The history of nation. The history of prophet and messenger. There is a history of good people. There is a history of bad people. There is a history of people who do good and sacrifice themselves for Sabilillah. And the history of the king and tyrants and the oppressor and what Allah did with them. Where is Pharaoh? The king of Egypt. Where? Where's all the king before? Ad, Thamud. This is the purpose of Taraweeh. I was listening to one scholar. He said, the constitution of happiness. What is the constitution of happiness? He said the constitution of happiness in Quran in 4 verse, located in Surah Taha, in the end of Surah Taha. And when you look at Surah Taha, a surah unbelievable. The beginning is unbelievable and the ending is unbelievable. This surah, I love it so much. I love the beginning, I love the end, I love every part of it. Why? It has a lot of messages. Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'an litashqa. Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'an litashqa. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do not reveal Quran to be sad, to be lonely, to be upset, but tadhkiratan liman yakhsha, a reminder of those who fear Allah. Read the beginning of Surah Taha, and after that read the end. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Taha, verse 123, 124, 125, 126, four verse, the constitution of happiness. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? He said, قَالَ أَهْبِطَ مِنْهَا to Adam alayhi salam, فَمَنْ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. Go down to earth. And whoever receives my guidance, he will never be astray and he will never have shaqawa in dunya and akhirah, meaning he will not be tortured. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, and whoever get away from my remembering, from my message, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ, we will give him a life so tight, so agony, full of calamity. He will be miserable. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى, and he will be resurrected in the day of judgment blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Why, my Lord, you resurrected me blind and I was having vision. He said, قَدْ أَتَيْتَ آيَةً. He said, قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. This way, the way you receive my message and you forget about it. And today we forget you. This is a constitution. Whoever get the guidance of Allah, لا يضل ولا يشقى. And also in the end of Surah An-Nahl, the time is very short. I won't tell you many messages. I tell you before about one of the messages I love so much. The message in Surah Yunus alayhi salam, verse 57 and 58. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is Quran? Ya ayyuha al-nas, O people, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةً. I send you a mawa'idha, a reminder, a wisdom. وَهُدًا, and guidance. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, and cure of what you have in your chest. Cure for your soul. Cure of your body. Cure from your badness. Cure from your weakness. وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, guidance and rahmah to the believer. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ, say with the treasure and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ, if I have guidance, فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ, هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ, is better what other accumulate. Today we look at each other, we compare in material. This is not the topic. By this way, if we read Quran, if we make taraweeh, what is the message? To be closer to Allah. To remember this dunya is not worth it. To know the ultimate goodness, to receive the guidance. Because Quran is a Furqan, is light, is nur, is hidayah, is maw'idha, is hikmah, basira, is qurba, is happiness. This is Taraweeh, to live the message. I cannot tell you, I'm just a snapshot. I'm just telling you like little bit here and there. Because the message, the Quran full of messages. And in the end of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, because what? Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. We reveal Quran in Laylatul Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. How you know Laylatul Qadr? You cannot. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Divided 1,000 months by 12, it gives you what? Almost 85 years. Imagine, better than 85 years. من قام ليلة القدر إيمان واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وفي رواية غفر له ما تقدم وما تأخر. Whoever get up at this night to gain the rahma of Allah from Maghrib until Fajr. What Allah promised? It will be better than 1,000 months. And maybe Allah forgive all your past sins. And another hadith, He forgive all your past sins and a future. And you gain the Ridwan of Allah. Nobody know. Even Allah do not tell us. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. It's better for you than all your life. Imagine who's advertising about one night. What I want. How I can spend it? Where is my heart? What is the message? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the last 10 days, he used to have emergency lifestyle. All with worship and remember Allah. And he do seclusion in the masjid. And seclusion in the masjid is very high. But I want to explain something to you and all the rich people. May Allah forgive them and open their heart before they die. Because if they die in this state, I do not know what will happen to them. I do not want to be among them. No way. When Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma entered the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with intention of i'tikaf. And one man, he find him. He has agony. He look, have sadness. He said, what happening to you, man? He said, leave me alone, Ibn Abbas. He said, I wallahi, I will not leave you alone until you tell me what happened. He said, I have debts. And the person outside, I'm shy to get out. And I do not have it. Ibn Abbas, he take his na'al, his slipper, he put it underneath his arm, and he's leaving. He said, Ibn Abbas, where are you going? You are in i'tikaf. How come you leaving? He said, I heard the owner of this grave. And he waved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, من مشى في قضاء حاجة أخيه. Whoever walk to fulfill a need of his brother. كأنما اعتكف في مسجد هذا 10 سنوات. Equivalent of 10 sanawat i'tikaf. 10 years of i'tikaf in Masjid al-Nabawi. And one day i'tikaf, it make you far away from Jahannam. Of the distance between al-Khafiqayn. Between an east and west. Unbelievable rewarding. Just to walk with the intention to take care about a needy. Somebody has a calamity. Is better for you than 10 years i'tikaf in Masjid al-Nabawi. By this way, I'm calling people, yes, do i'tikaf. Develop the reality and the meaning of i'tikaf. But Ibn Abbas, he understands the value of i'tikaf more than all of us. Habrul Ummah, Turguman al-Ummah, the translator of the Quran, the most knowledgeable of Quran. And he left the i'tikaf. He left the Masjid al-Nabawi to walk to care about the happiness of one brother in Islam. Do we get it? Do we have this heart? When we hear a news, we run. We try to take care about it to please Allah, to make Allah happy. Like Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, when he said to somebody came to him and said, Abu Darda, Islam is so big, show me something very small, high rewarding. He said, go and make somebody smile. Make some brother for your smile. Take care about somebody. He said, what this will do to me? He said, did you not hear what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Whoever makes somebody smile for sabilillah, Allah smiled to him. And if Allah smiled to you, he will never torture you. What else do you want? Ya Allah. Now, we come to the conclusion. Allah give us the Quran, a message, is not to enjoy the tartil, is not to read and get the blessing and the rewarding. This is called fada'il. But the purpose, the maqasid, the wisdom of taraweeh and reading Quran as a reminder, as a wake-up call of the message. We know the condition of the ummah. We know the condition of the ummah. We know the condition of the Muslim. The condition physically, economy, iman, you name it. And each one of us responsible in the Day of Judgment. According to your ability and capability. Money, knowledge, status, whatever Allah give you, you will be questioned about it. You did fasting, you did taraweeh, you listened to Quran. Quran is not entertainment. Quran is not enjoyment. Quran is a blessing for those who listen and obey. Quran is a blessing for those who take it seriously. Quran is a blessing when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate some of the companion and all of them. When he said, min al-mu'minina rijal, among the believer is men. Sadaqu ma ahadullah alayhi. They are living the truth of the message and they do not change. And they hold tight until they meet Allah. This is the message, my brother and sister in Islam. I'm just giving you a glimpse about Ramadan. Ramadan, the one in the second year after immigration from Mecca and Medina, it was the Battle of Badr. Ramadan, in the last eight years after immigration, it was the opening of Mecca in Ramadan. One in 17 of Ramadan and one in 18 of Ramadan. Meaning what? Ramadan is the month of victory. The victory against ourselves. The victory against our temptation. The victory against our weakness. The victory against our sins by gaining the rahmah of Allah and the pleasure of Allah. The victory to gain strength by building iman and yaqeen and tawakkul and rely on Allah. And have trust in Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the story of Zakariya alayhi salam, when he go to Maryam and he see Maryam has all this food and this girl is sitting somewhere worshipping Allah alone. He said, how? Where you get this, ya Maryam? How? He knew she's not going anywhere and nobody visit her. He said, who? She said, huwa min indillah, is from Allah. Allah yarzuq man yasha'u bighayri hisab. Allah give to whom he want, in a way he want. هنالك دعا زكريا ربع. At this moment, زكريا make dua. Yes, I'm old. My wife is too old. I want a boy. But he doesn't want a boy to dress him and look at him. Oh, look at my boy. No, he want a boy to carry the message. He want a boy to carry the message of Allah, to be somebody for Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is very short. Today we can, tomorrow we don't. Today we have a chance, tomorrow we don't. This is the message of Ramadan. This is the message of fasting. This is the message of Qiyam. This is Laylat al-Qadr. This is I'tikaf. This is Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the treasure of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the piety and the taqwa of Ramadan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be the people of sidq, the people of sincerity, to live the message for Sabilillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us living Ramadan the rest of our life and not only be our shibar Allah in Ramadan. No, Allah, Ramadan is your bank account. You won't know what will happen to you next year. See what you're doing in Ramadan. What you're doing in Ramadan, you will see reflection. The reflection of that the rest of the year. I promise you, I saw it in my life all the time. Trust in Allah, have iman and yaqeen over your weakness, over your sins, even over everything. This is a message. Trust in Allah. Spend, be good. Try to be a part to leave a legacy in this life. To when you die and you meet Allah, you find all what you spend in His bank account. The bank ilahi. The bank will never be bankrupt. The bank will never be lost. This is Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Laylatul Qadr. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anhu, ask him, Ya Rasulullah, if I see Laylatul Qadr, what do you want me to say? He said, say Ya Aisha, Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. And in another riwayah, Allahumma innaka afuun, kareemun, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you love to erase the sins. Oh Allah, you love to erase the sins. Erase my sins. Erase and forgive me completely. Because afu is above forgiveness. Because when Allah gives you afu, He erases all your sins. You become pure from any sins. And He called the angels, He called the earth, He called the writer. He erases everything from your book. And you meet Allah with zero sins. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma arzuqna al-afu ya Rabbi. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فعفو عنا اللهم إنك بر رحيم حليم كريم حي قيوم يا الله يا حنان يا منان يا مالك الملك وملك الملوك باسمك الأعظم ورضوانك الأكبر وسلطانك القديم وعرشك العظيم الكريم وبيتك العتيق وبأسمائك الحسنى التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها وباسمك الأعظم الأحب إليك الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم عاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان اللهم ارزقنا من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونستعيذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان اجعلنا لك وبك وإليك يا ربي إلهي يا مولاي يا قدير يا قادر يا قدير يا مقتدر صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم وافتح علينا خزائن رحمتك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين أنت الوهاب أنت صاحب الفضل العظيم يا الله تفضل علينا يا ربي وارزقنا ليلة القدر يا الله يا كريم يا حليم يا رب العرش العظيم My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is very short. I was wishing to share with you something very beautiful. I hope I can do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi hadith Qudsi, he said, I love three and I love three most. أحب ثلاثا وحبي لثلاثا أشد أحب أهل السخاء وحبي للفقير السخي أشد وأحب المتواضعين وحبي للغني المتواضع أشد وأحب التائبين وحبي للشاب التائب أشد وأبغض ثلاثا وبغضي لثلاثا أشد أبغض البخلاء وبغضي للغني البخيل أشد وأبغض المتكبرين وبغضي للفقير المتكبر أشد وأبغض الفساق وبغضي للشيخ الفاسق أشد والعياذ بالله Allah said I love three and I love three most I love those with the generosity and I love the poor person who is generous most And I love those who are humble and humility, having humble and humility. And I love the one who have money and he's rich, but he have humble and humility most. And I love the ta'ibin. I love the one who come to me and make tawbah and repent. And I love the young man and the young person who make tawbah to me most. And I hate three. And I hate three most. I hate the person who's stingy. And I hate the rich stingy most. And I hate the person who's arrogant. And I hate the poor person who's arrogant most. And I hate the sinner, the fussaq. And I hate the old man or the old person who are fasiq most. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who Allah love them. O Allah, make us among those who you love them. O Allah, make us among the people of generosity, the people of humble and humility, the people of tawbah, the people of forgiveness, the people of repentance. O Allah, make us belong to you, Allah. لبيك 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 وسعديك والخير في يديك بك ومنك وإليك لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. O Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. All of us are sinners and weak, and we are seeking you, Ya Allah. O Allah, allow us to belong to us, to you. And O Allah, put the barak and nur and qabul in everything I say and I know and I do. And make us among those who are be accepted, Ya Allah, by you. O Allah, put the blessing and barak and nur and light and wisdom and everything we say and we do. O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, elevate us, Ya Allah, by being for you, Ya Allah. And purify us from our weakness and sins, Ya Allah. And O Allah, give us the freedom from our chain of stupidity and loving dunya. And make us pure to you, Ya Allah. Make us living the message for you and spread the message for you. And make us leave legacy in this earth belong to you, Ya Allah, to elevate your name. O Allah, give us dignity with you and Quran. Elevate us with dignity and you and Quran, O Allah, and make us poor to you only, Ya Allah. O Allah, accept us, Ya Allah, and accept everything we say and we do, and forgive our parents, and forgive all of us, and make us among those who spread the rahmah and nur of you, Ya Allah. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And O Allah, forgive me, and forgive my sins, and forgive my weakness, and forgive what others do not know. And O Allah, don't make me only a talker, but make me a liver of this message, Ya Allah. And O Allah, thank you, Allah, for suttering me, Ya Allah. You love sutra. You cover me, and you cover all of us. O Allah, thank you, Allah, for being Allah. Thank you, Allah. Allow us to be among the shakirin, al-hamidin, Ya Allah. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.